So friends, with our gospel today, we've reached the end of our kind of five-week walkthrough of the Bread of Life discourse in John chapter 6. And I don't know if you remember that I promised this series, a five-part series on these five Greek words, which turned out to be the most poorly planned series in all of human history, as I was gone for half of them, and now it's welcome week, and I can't continue a series. So anyway, my apologies. We will return to that series in 3 years when these readings come back again. But the drama of the end of the Bread of Life discourse is a really fitting way, I think, to see this opening weekend for us at the University of Toledo, because it reposes for us like the central question, right? It's, do we stay with Jesus or do we choose other paths as the center of our life, right? You can hear Jesus' sadness in that question. It's one of the times like where you hurt with Jesus in the Gospels. You know, he's just given this teaching on the bread of life, which we as Catholics would interpret as a Eucharistic kind of reflection. And then it says that many of his disciples no longer followed him after this. They left him, right? So these aren't just like fans kind of heard him for the first time. It says many disciples, people who actually had been following Jesus for a little bit, liked some of the things he said. But this teaching on the bread of life was too much for them. And said they left him. And he turns. You can just hear the desperation in his voice. He turns to the 12. Are you too going to leave me? And Peter, speaking on behalf of the 12, says those beautiful words. Lord, where else would we go? You have the words of everlasting life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. And so it reframes that question for us. To each of us, are you two going to leave? Are you going to leave when you don't like everything that I teach? Are you going to leave when I make demands of you that are a little too hard for you? Are you going to leave when it's convenient and easy to leave? Right? He reframes that question for us. One of the really cool things about this weekend, the encouraging things, is that a bunch of new college students have answered back to Jesus by their attendance here, right? They've said, Jesus says to them, the first weekend in college, first weekend your parents don't make you go to Sunday Mass, and there's a bunch of other stuff you can do. Jesus says to you, are you two gonna leave? And you say back by being here, Lord, where else would we go on a Sunday? You have the words of everlasting life. So over the course of our three masses this weekend, we will have hundreds of students who step forth in this church for their first weekend in college, saying, and maybe not, you know, maybe they came with friends or whatever it is, but it's an unbelievable thing. And I'm always honest this weekend to say that I didn't step foot in the Catholic Church at Xavier University for my first 2 years. And so the admiration that I have for all of you who are here with us in your first weekend in college is immense. And you've said with your feet, because you probably walked over here, you said with your feet back to Jesus in the gospel today, Lord, where else would we go? You have the words of eternal life. But the goal, of course, is to sustain that and to preserve that, because it's really easy, right? Even having been a disciple, many left him. And then if we look at the first reading, here are the Israelites who God, and Joshua tells them this, God has done so much for you. He brought you out of slavery in Egypt. He preserved you through the desert. And here you are worshiping other idols and serving other gods. And Joshua says, you gotta choose. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't know about you guys, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, Joshua says to the Israelites. And so the process of constantly choosing Jesus as the center is an ongoing process, right? It's not a one and done kind of thing. It's an ongoing process. And I hope all of our new students know that this parish exists to help facilitate that over the course of your college life, to re-propose again and again that central question: do we worship Jesus more than everything else in our life? And, you know, as I look back on my own life, there were certainly things I have worshiped and made the center of my life more than Jesus. In college, it was my athletic excellence. I played tennis at Xavier. So my whole identity hinged on if I won or lost a college tennis match, right? I also worshiped academics. I had a perfectionism that was obsessive about being perfect in school, that became a kind of idol, right? And so our first reading and gospel together remind us that all things can, a bunch of good things in proportion can be good, but out of proportion to the love of God, they're not good. And so whether it's athletic excellence, whether it's a test score, whether it's a career pursuit, whether it's a relationship, right, whether it's a political party or a political allegiance, right, all those things in proportion are fine. But if they ever trump love of God as the center of our life, it's all out of whack. And Joshua tells us you're serving something beside the Lord. And so that's my encouragement for all of us today, is to recommit ourselves. And I think sometimes we need other people to encourage us on. I like to imagine in this passage today that Peter spoke up, but the other 11 maybe were sitting there like kind of on the fence a little bit. They're like, yeah, maybe we will go with them, with these people leaving. But Peter spoke up quickly, and that gave confidence and encouragement to the other 11 to be like, yeah, what he said. Even though they may have been like, ah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to stand with you yet completely, or if I maybe want to try some other options over here with the people that have left. Peter, and so that's what people of faith and a parish of faith has to do for sometimes with other people, is lift each other up in faith when maybe we're feeling a little weaker. Sometimes we need to be challenged like Joshua does in the first reading, and reminding that if we put anything else before Jesus, we're going to get everything else out of proportion. Sometimes we just need to be encouraged like Peter's words in the gospel. But that's what this community of faith is meant to do. So friends, let's recommit to that, and let's make our places where we live, as Joshua said, houses of the Lord. You know, I'm trying to look at students right now and see where they live that I know here. But I'll go through all the dorms tonight. But as for me in President's Hall, we will serve the Lord. As for me in Parks, we will serve the Lord. Right? I could go through. I see a lot. As for me and the whole area behind engineering. Okay, because there's some people that live back there I see out there. And that area needs a lot of prayers, the area behind engineering. But as for me and my houses, we will serve the Lord, right? To declare that over our lives, because it's a journey, it's a process of maturing so that nothing else supplants Christ as the anchor and the center of our life. So friends, let's be able to say with Peter, Lord, where else would we go? You have the words of eternal life. And let's be able to say with Joshua, as for me and Corpus Christi University Parish, we will serve the Lord. As for me and the University of Toledo, we will serve the Lord.